The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's Fight Club Friday. I didn't ask for this. I don't know how it happened.
I can't even believe that Anna signed off on it, but it is happening now.
Our boss's 9-year-old daughter, who is the sweetest little girl in the whole entire world. You know what? I love her very much.
She really is. Yeah. She has like the angelic voice, everything. She's exactly what you would want your imaginary daughter to be.
Yes. So our boss comes in and he's like, I got to tell you what happened to his daughter yesterday. I go, what? She was on the playground and she wanted to play with another kid, but there was a girl standing in her way. And she asked the girl to move out of the way.
Oh, come on. You act like you were there. You don't know the dramatics of it. She got into a fight. Some girl was in her space. She knocked her over or gave her a slap. And the other girl threw her down.
But our sweet little...
And she fell down the stairs and cut her face.
Our sweet little 9-year-old girl started it. She slapped the right. other girl. She slapped her hard across the face. I was like, oh my gosh, what? And then the girl was so mad and visibly shaken by it that she pushed her, and the poor daughter, she cut her chin open. She had to go to the emergency room and everything.
Well, here's the thing. She didn't get a suspension because she might have lost. That's what's up with that. Let's be honest. I mean, sometimes that's what happens, right? But you learn a lesson every time you get into a school fight. Every time you get into a fight in general, Anna.
Yeah. I've never, ever been in a fist fight. Never in my life.
It's shocking to me.
Why?
But it's good, I guess. I don't know. I mean, in my neighborhood, I guess there was just a lot more fights. There was a lot of kids of various ages in my neighborhood, but there was plenty of bullying like you see at Edo towns too. Rough and tumble town, you know? So I don't know. It's just, there was a lot of fights.
What happened once? Like, I want to know what leads up to a fight in Raven's life when you were a child.
So the funny thing is that in life, I've had a number of fights, but in school, I've only really had two that I can think of it this morning. First one, third grade, Matt M. Stevens School. Bullying me, even though he was like a foot shorter than me. He was very popular. He had lots of friends, blah, blah, blah. And I just did not have friends when I was in that town, in that school. And that was just, you know, terrible experience. And then in high school, Kenyon Drake took me over and threw me on the lunch table, and I wasn't even ready for it.
Okay.
And I'm laughing while we're doing it because I'm like, is this seriously happening? And I think it was the greatest moment of his high school career.
Wait, hold on.
Because I think that when I see him now, he still feels pretty proud about it.
There's a lot of questions that I have. First, let's start about when you were in third grade.
Yeah.
So how did the fight happen?
Yeah, I can't really remember. I mean, again, it was, you know, a thousand years ago.
You don't remember why you got into the fight?
Yeah, don't remember. I just remember that those kids were mean to me all the time and that they were always looking for trouble. And I was, you know, sooner or later, you're going to stick up for yourself. You're going to say something for yourself,
so you
right?
started it.
No, I don't remember that I started it. I would say that I doubt that I started it because, again, they were bullies.
All right.
So sooner or later, you know, the one that's by yourself, you got to push back on a bully. You can't just let them run over you all the time.
And in high school, when the guy threw you on the cafeteria
I don't even know what was going on. We were in a conversation having some sort of exchange, and I don't even think I was paying attention. And before I knew it, I was on my back on the lunch table, and he was feeling like a champion. And I was like, okay. I don't even think I got suspended for that because I didn't really do anything.
Because you lost. I feel like
it's possible. In many people's views, it's possible I lost that one.
Right.
And if you get into a bunch of fights, guess what? You're going to lose some. That's what happens. You win some, you lose some. It's true.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. When you were in school, if you got into a fight, what happened? Why did you get into the fight? You can call or text. I'm so excited for this.
Fight Club Friday.
Somehow it's Fight Club Friday. Yep. Our boss's 9-year-old daughter, who is the sweetest little thing in the whole entire world, got into a fight at school. She slapped a girl. The girl pushed her down. She had to go get glue on her chin, split right open.
I mean, the amazing thing is that she started it. It's amazing.
When did you get into a fight when you were in school? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
So I was playing in the gym, and I hit one girl with a volleyball in her head.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We were playing volleyball. So all day she was looking for me to fight me.
Yep.
So in my school, there was 3 levels, like 3 stairs, like for you to get to the 3rd floor.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I see her coming up. And I'm like, I'm not going to let her hit me. So I waited for her to get up to the top of the stairs. I was talking to my best friend. And I pushed her down the stairs, and I just started running.
Oh. Thanks for the call.
She had to get ahead of that.
You know, I'm not sure a fight is one motion, but...
Sure it is.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean, to me, a fight has got a couple rounds to it. But I guess round one was you popping her upside the head with a volleyball. Which, by the way, getting hit in the head with a volleyball hurts.
And then I only she was like tripping the size of me. So I was like, I'm not going to let her.
Right?
Before she acts.
And then, Raven, tell us about your school fight.
I was in 4th grade. We were getting ready to go to the Statue of Liberty trip. I didn't get to go because I smacked the girl for talking smack about me being adopted.
Oh, my gosh.
She had it coming.
You know what? She had it coming. Right.
She learned
a lesson there. But unfortunately, you didn't get to see the Statue of Liberty. But then still.
I mean, sure,
no, I didn't. Not until about 3 years ago, so over 30 years. It was 30 years late, I finally got to go with my husband.
Did you
see her there? Because I would have fought her again if I saw her there. I would have been like, what? I can't believe you're here. This is kismet. Oh, lucky day. Me and you.
Love you guys. I listen every day on my school bus while I'm driving.
Oh,
thank you so much for making me laugh every day.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When'd you get into a fight?
Hey, what's going on? So mine's got a little bit of a build-up, but I grew up taking karate and was disciplined by my sensei not to fight, walk away. You know, fighting was only necessary in survival situations.
Yeah, we've seen
Karate Kid. Come on. Of course, we've all seen Karate Kid. We know.
Miyagi-Do all the way. So 7th grade, I was bullied very, very badly. And 8th grade rolls around, the bullying continued. And my dad pulls me aside. He says, listen, I don't care what sensei says. I don't care what the teachers say, what they do. You know, what am I spending $100 a month for karate lessons for? You defend yourself. You stop the bullying. And 8th grade was the year of the dragon. And I defended myself and stopped all of my bullies and got a lot of detention.
Now, just let me ask, because this is wrong and it's a little bit sick, but it's how I felt, too, because I had a growth spurt. And for a while, I was really, really, really small. I was the youngest in my class, Anna. It's the same thing. I had some people picking on me. And then when I got a growth spurt, I came back around and I checked boxes and I checked off people that had come for me before. So once you beat the first bully, did you then, you were empowered, you went after the second bully, like you hunted them down?
Actually, no. It was almost like I took out the first bully and the other bullies were like, oh, he wants to be a man now. And one by one, took each bully. It was like Mortal Kombat. I made my way up the ladder.
But did you actually use what you learned in karate? Did you karate chop them and do like roundhouse kicks? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice.
It was right out of the that scene where Miguel fights all those guys in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
That scene was like my life.
Awesome. That's really awesome.
Great.
By 9th grade, nobody messed with me.
It was all good by then, right?
Yeah.
Same for me. By sophomore year, I was cool.
Yeah. All right.
Fight Club Friday. When did you get into a fight when you were in elementary school, high school? 1-800-330-9999. Our boss's 9-year-old daughter, who's the sweetest girl in the world, got into a fight at school, and she started it. She slapped the girl.
Sometimes it happens. It's not good, but it happens, and the stories can be funny.
When did you get in a fight when you were in school? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
Yeah, I was in like 6th grade, and we were out on the playground, you know, and we were just having fun out there, and this kid came over, you know, and he had the attitude. He wanted to take the ball off of me, and I said, oh, no. I said, it's your turn. You get it. He said, oh, I think I could just take you. And I said, well, you know, here I am. Take your best shot.
Mm.
He swung at me, and I swung at him, and he fell down to the ground like a dead tree. Lay there and cried like a baby. I thought, wow, that was different.
And you were a legend from then on, sir. You were a legend.
yes, I had a lot of friends after that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why didn't you get into a fight at school?
Well, when I was in fifth grade, this girl used to bully me all the time. And one day, walking down the hall, and she came up behind me and, like, slapped me in the back of the head and put gum in my hair. Mm. And obviously, I defended myself. So we got into a big fight, and she had, like, I mean, everybody was her friend because she was a bully because they were scared of her. So everybody told the principal that it was my fault. So I ended up getting, like, 5 days suspension. It was, and she didn't get in trouble at all because everybody said I started it.
How terrible.
Because the principal was afraid of her parents. Oh. That's what's going on, because the parents were bullies, too.
Do you think bullies breed bullies?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
100% I believe that bullies breed bullies. Yep.
If I ever found out that one of my girls did something like that, I could only imagine what I would do to them.
Well, there's got to be a serious punishment. No question about it.
Right.
But good for you breaking down the law.
Yeah, at least you stood up for yourself.
Hair, girl. It's on.
Yeah.
In 5 days, give you enough time to get a new haircut, thankfully.
Anna and Raven, when did you get into a fight?
Well, it was in seventh grade. This one guy was always trying to cheat off me. So I kept covering my test, and finally I just yelled out, "Stop cheating off me, man." And then on the way to the next class, he approached me about it, and we got into a big fight in the hallway. It was on. So
who won? Like, is there ever actually a winner?
You got to get lucky in the first couple shots, right? Because those are the things that people see first. You can't. The first shot doesn't much matter, because then, you know, it's usually a sucker punch. The second, third shot, Anna, if you can land one of those shots, you're going to do all right. Your rep is going to be okay. Was your rep okay?
He got his backpack off before I did. So
Bro, you got to smash him with the backpack.
No, Raven.
Smash him with the backpack.
No. Right. Have you talked to those kids' backpacks lately? Those things are like 35 pounds.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, terrible.
Whip that thing around, man. Come on, smother him with it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why did you get into a fight at school?
So it was in sixth grade. It was the last day of school, and we were having a pizza party, and all of us were really excited. The teachers had been psyching us up for the better part of the week about this pizza party. And so we're all standing in line waiting for our slice of pizza when this girl, like, hops the line, jumps right in front of me, and she ends up getting the last slice of pizza. And I'm so angry. I mean, granted, they got another pizza. It came later, but I still had to wait for, like, my slice. And so I yelled at her. She turned around and called me the B word, which... not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And then tackled me, and so I had to throw hands. Like, he just wasn't. I wasn't going to let that fly.
I bet you this isn't the first time somebody's gotten to a fight over pizza. I bet if I Google pizza fight, like, something will come up, guaranteed.
Oh yeah, going to Chuck E. Cheese could be a fun afternoon, or it could be a gladiator event.
Video shows wild beatdown at Little Caesars in Georgia.
No, Little Caesars, it'll pop off at Little Caesars, man.
20-person brawl at a John's Incredible Pizza joint.
Oh, yeah. Now happens at pizza joints.
Not the first pizza fight that's ever happened.
No question about it.
Somehow it's Fight Club Friday here. Our boss's 9-year-old daughter got into a fight on the playground. She's the sweetest, kindest thing in the whole world. It was literally shocking that she slapped a girl, started the fight, and then had to go to the emergency room and get her chin glued shut.
It's true that she has a voice like a cartoon character child.
She's
like,
just the cutest.
It's like if Baby Yoda was an actual human being. And right, like, I mean, she's just a wonderful little kid.
Aw.
But, you know, apparently, you know, she brought the ruckus. It happened, you know what I mean? And then she didn't get a great result, let's be honest. I mean, she had to get the glue on her face, so, I mean, come
terrible.
On. Yeah, it's not great.
Producer John, before you worked with us, like, basically, you worked in an elementary school, and your job was to work on the playground and make sure the kids didn't beat up each other.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't the only thing I did, but in the morning, I worked.
Right. Imagine if that was
that's
the
not,
only job
that's
you
not
did,
a
right?
real job that one person just does. That would be amazing. No, in the morning, I worked literacy in first and second grade, and then after everyone started going out for recess, I was out there running the show.
So so tell me about the school. Is it like K through 6?
K through 5.
Okay,
typical elementary school.
All right, how many kids were there?
Yeah.
Huh? This was a big school. This was a 600-kid school, so it was a large school. A
lot of kids, man. Things can pop off, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what were the rules? Like, when they were training you to break up fights on the playground, like, what did they teach you to do?
There was very intense training, months of rigorous training. But no, what you would do is, there's two
I
types.
Imagine it like Batman man begins.
Right.
Right. Right. Okay.
There's two types of fights. There's the K through twos. They fight the most by far.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
By a long shot.
And what does a fight? What does a fight look like? K through two.
It looks like I want that ball. I'm not used to sharing.
But do they push them over?
And then
there's tears, and then whatever. Are they mm-hmm. biting and clawing at each other?
Occasionally,
and they're in the ground?
Occasionally there's biting. Occasionally there's biting.
Do they pull hair still? I remember that was big when I was little.
Yeah. They'll do all kinds of things. Just that we would call invading the personal space.
Okay.
If you're in someone's personal space.
Right.
So the K through two, that's the most common. The three through five, though, that's when it gets a little bit scary.
Okay. Then it's like, Fight Club. Then it's Brad Pitt. Then it's Jared Leto's face. It's no good.
Ooh. Okay. So now I remember, because I used to teach high school before I got into radio, was that you weren't allowed to touch them sometimes. Like, were you the person that touches them? How does that work?
No, there's no touching. Worst case scenario, if there's like something that's really about to pop off, that's when you yell, because you have to just like, you do the like from across the leg. You know what I mean? Because you can't.
So how
touch
do you break
them
so up?
You have to just be.
What?
You step
just
in between.
Start singing Kumbaya.
You step in between.
Even stepping in between is a dangerous game, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do you make them stop fighting?
Because you get a second grader bite your ankle there or something.
They will stop. I never had to physically intervene in a fight, and I was there for 8 years.
Wow.
I never had to physically intervene.
This is why I'm not a teacher, though, because if I see kids rolling around getting into it and they don't stop when I do the, hey, like he just did.
Yeah.
I'm tossing a first grader. Like they don't weigh enough. You know what I mean? So you're just grabbing them and you're just trying to separate them. And before you know it, he's three.
You can't play games with that. If a kid got stuck on the top of like the jungle gym, I would look at one of like the other female teachers out there and be like, hi, could you watch me while I help so-and-so off of the thing? No, you don't play games with that.
You can't.
Dude.
That's why Raven's not allowed on schoolyards.
Thought he meant like I'd be breaking up the fight and the kid would end up in the jungle gym stuck there.
Oh my
God. I was just trying to get him away. I was trying to back him up.
There is a job I never want, breaking up fights between kindergartners. Never in a million years.
One bites you, man. Wow.